We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Was hoping for a victory cigar for the Bulls last night to luck up into the lottery. No dice. Oh well, Mac. Oh well. Them's be the breaks, huh?
Yeah, that's how it goes. You take the number 7 pick and do the best you can with it. It's not the way everybody was hoping, everybody here anyway, was hoping it would go, but you had to expect it would be something near that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was the second most likely outcome. Most likely outcome was 6, second most likely outcome was 7, and you had an 18% shot to move into the top 3. So even if they would have won the lottery last night, it would have been a failed rebuild, like a bad plan rewarded. Right now, I would have taken the luck. Right,
I would have taken the luck. Luck got you Derrick Rose a few years ago.
Yeah, but they got basically what they deserved. The real gut punch, though, is not only did they win the coin flip with the Kings and Sacramento, their set of lottery odds move them up into the second pick in the draft. The Kings won the last game of the regular season against the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Shane. Yeah, we were prepared for it. So if two things that are completely fluky and not expected would have happened, right? Like if the Kings don't beat the Rockets when the Rockets are resting everybody ahead mm-hmm. of, you know, they're one seed in the West, Western Conference Finals, the Bulls have those odds and they move up. And if they lose the coin flip to the Kings, they have those odds and they move up. And today we're talking about the second pick in the draft instead of the 7th.
Which is much more desirable.
Yeah, I can't get anything past you.
I got to get up early in the morning.
Damn, you have a lottery thought ticket.
Yeah, well, do you have a guy in mind at 7?
Like, I don't put in the hours of scouting to claim that I have some sort of spectacular insight into it, but based on the profile of the guy,
right?
Yes, Michael Porter Jr., because for a number of reasons. I don't think they have the best player on a title team, and before last year in college basketball, he was the number one high school recruit in the country. He's 6'10", mm-hmm. he's got guard skills, he's been comped to, I've heard him comped from everyone from Kevin Garnett to Kevin Durant to Ben Simmons.
So you see him as a 4?
Yeah, like a wing, you know, like a 3 probably, like a perimeter player, ball handling skills, who can shoot. But he played less than 5 games at Missouri, because including SEC tournament and NCAA tournament, because of his back issue. So he's got a huge red flag when it comes to injury. And that's something that most people shy away
from.
What
kind of a back issue are we? Do you know any of this? Has he had surgery?
Yeah. Well, he fell and broke his back, like chipped
at,
a thing.
At Jake Berger's house.
Yeah, exactly. He played in an exhibition game and then he suffered the injury, but he had suffered the injury in practice, tried to play through it. It was worse, and he missed all of last season. And so it's, you know how back injuries are. We both do. There's just a debate of whether or not he's young and is fully recovered or if it's going to be a chronic thing. And I have no extra insight into that, right? It's a back injury for a guy who's 6'10". Not good.
No, regardless of your height, it's not good. And I can think of, it's a different sport, but I can think of one relatively recent example. If you're going to give me 10 years of leeway on that, and that's when the Bears took an offensive lineman from Vanderbilt, 14th, with a history of back injuries. He spent the entire summer in the tub in Bourbonnais.
Yeah. I just want to be out in front on it, though. Like as of now, Porter's my guy. There's a lot of workouts that happen between now and then, right? Like, he's going to do team workouts. He's going to go through combine workouts, individual workouts, and all that. So we're going to see how healthy he is. Teams will see. But you asked if I have a guy. The other guys that are in that range, Like when people say Mikal Bridges from Villanova, man, I don't think that you tank to get a guy who is a 3-and-D player. You just shoot threes, play defense, good program, not great athleticism, not going to be a star. Like I'm down to swing for the fences on this pick. Like I'm down to go boom or bust, super high ceiling. And the other guys that people talk about, like Wendell Carter. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like he's going to be a good player, I'm sure. He'll protect Lowry at the rim a little bit.
I don't watch a ton of college. I remember being very pissed at him for some things in the tournament.
You probably bet Duke to cover a number.
I'm sure that was the case.
Yeah.
I think that was Showpot money.
I think it probably was. I just, when I watched the conference finals, right? Houston, Golden State, Boston, Cleveland. There's no traditional big on any team. There's no true rim protector. Right. There's no true center. No, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't take Joel Embiid. Of course I would. It doesn't mean that I wouldn't take Porzingis or Karl Anthony Towns or whatever five ideal you have out there. And Al Horford's a great player. But I just like Mo Bamba, the guy from Texas, is someone that a lot of people are talking about for the Bulls. He better be good offensively. He wasn't great offensively at Texas. I don't think you draft the guy. Well, because they say he'll develop. Like he's developing, and there've been clips on the internet of him shooting threes and all that. Like I'd have to see it. But so you asked, I'll give you my answer. My answer is, as of now, Michael Porter Jr. because I think he might bust out spectacularly because of injury.
Okay.
But if he's healthy, I think he might be the best player in the draft. And yeah, he's not quite dead, but yeah, that's.
So I'm still studying. I do not have a guy yet. I'll get you one well before the draft, though.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Shep, you got one?
The Porter thing is intriguing to me because you've heard about him for years and years is a thing. And I guess just based off the familiarity with that and what he is, if he is healthy. Because at 7, I get it. There's examples when you go down the list. Steph Curry's one of them of, yep, there's difference makers. There's stars that have been drafted there before. They're few and far between. And like that... At least why he'd be available, there's a reason behind it. And, I mean, it's kind of how this thing seems like it's been put together so far is based on luck. Maybe you can make something extremely lucky happen, and that'd be his health, and have him fall to 7, and that ends up being a huge piece of this thing going forward.
I mentioned it in transition. I truly do hate the analysis of, like, oh, it's okay. You know, get a good player at 7, and, you know, you got a good player at 7 last year, and last year the best player in the draft was 13th. So that makes it okay. That means you could just get the best player in a draft.
Because that always repeats itself. The following year, the same exact thing happens.
It's intellectually bankrupt to be like, oh, well, the best player last year was Donovan Mitchell at 13, so therefore you can get a best player anywhere. First of all, we don't know that the best player is Donovan Mitchell. It might end up being Jason Tatum, and he was the 3rd pick. So, like, we don't know. Then you go down this list. The number one, so 18 drafts I did, right? Every draft since 2000. The number one pick was the best player in the draft 7 times. The number one pick was the 2nd best player in the draft 3 times. And the number one pick was the 3rd best player in the draft twice. So 12 of the last 18 drafts, the number one pick has been, at worst, the 3rd best player in the draft. And you want to talk to me about these years where the best player in the draft was available at 7 or lower? It's happened 4 times. Steph Curry, Kawhi Leonard, Giannis, and Donovan Mitchell last year, and like I said, Mitchell might end up being the 2nd or 3rd best player in the draft, depending on how it all develops. You're arguing the exception rather than the rule if you say you're going to get the best player at 7.
It remains the exception, but I still 4 out of 18 still isn't a real good chance. So to make that assumption, intellectually bankrupt. Wow, put it on the billboard, Parksy.
Well, listen, every year, 2016, Simmons, 1. 2015, Porzingis, 4. 2014, Embiid, 3. 2013 is Giannis. 2012, Anthony Davis, 1. 2011 is Kawhi. 2010, John Wall, 1. 2008, Westbrook, 4. Durant, 2. Aldridge, 2. Chris Paul, 4. Dwight Howard, 1. LeBron, 1. Yao Ming, 1. Pau Gasol, 1. Every year, you've got to be at the top of the draft to get the difference-making talent. It's why rookies make an impact in the NBA. It's not like the NFL. It's not like baseball. it's pretty easy to project which of these basketball players is going to be really good.
Did you enjoy James's performance last night as I did, even in defeat with four? He scored 21 of their first quarter, 27 points were his. He finished with, what, 42, 12, and 10, I think?
Yeah, he's amazing. Did I enjoy it? Yeah, that first quarter was a thing to marvel at, and that's why they're screwed. He turned in a 40-point triple-double, and they had no chance of winning. Now, they're going home, right? Role players generally play better at home, and Korver was okay for a stretch last night. Love's been okay for stretches in this series, but the rest of them stink. Jeff Green has no idea what he's doing. Clarkson has no idea what he's doing. Like, Hood has no idea what he's doing. Like, they're completely overmatched. So, like, I don't know how much better LeBron can play, and he expends so much damn energy that by the end of the game, he's settling for jumpers, and then Boston's just better. They're just better. So, I mean, I enjoyed watching it. It was kind of like Golden State-Houston, actually. Like, the first half of that game, I was like, this is amazing. And then as the game went on, like, oh, man, Houston, like, James Harden's getting tired playing that much one-on-one basketball, and Golden State's passing the ball around everywhere, and then Durant's just shooting over people, and Klay Thompson's getting 15 wide-open threes, and you're like, oh, one of these teams is clearly better than the other. And that's, I think, where we're at. But, yeah, I mean, I'm texting with friends. I'm texting with my dad, like, hey, are you watching this? Because this is the highest level of individual greatness that basketball can offer, is what LeBron did in the first quarter last night. Did you enjoy it?
It was absolutely amazing. Yeah. I will sign up to watch that cat play regardless of what the series is telling me, whether I think they have a chance or not, because he's that damn entertaining. You wonder, what are you going to see next when he gets the ball in his hands?
Yeah. And, I mean, obviously, if they don't win game three, it's over. They're not going. I mean, Boston still hasn't lost, right, at home in the playoffs? Yeah, they're undefeated at home in the playoffs, and I believe they're undefeated against the spread at home in the playoffs.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right.
Undefeated against the spread.
At home.
Those are numbers we can sink our teeth into. Now the gambling is almost legal because we've been so reluctant to jump in because of the illegality of it.
I know, it's really, we've had a tremendous amount of trepidation on this show.
You said the other day, couldn't be more accurate. This changes nothing for me. When it happens, when it goes down, this will change absolutely zero for me. I have a site and I have a guy, and that won't change.
You sound good, by the way.
I sound better. Thanks.
Sound good.
Pretty inflamed yesterday. There was good news. I did not have to have a collagen gel injection, which knocked me on my backside for a week last time. So it's recovering nicely.
We're all very happy.
The video is very, very cool. When you watch the paralyzed vocal cord on the right side, as you're looking at it on the screen, it's on the left side. When I'm singing while he's got that thing down in my throat, the camera, you can see this little bitty surface tissue twitching. Those nerves are trying to fire.
Oh, so if it's twitching, it's not paralyzed.
He's optimistic that those nerves are going to be better, and I don't have to see him unless there's a hiccup for 3 more months. So.
Unless you get the hiccups in 3 months?
No. Yes.
Good clarification, Shep.
That's a long way to have the hiccups.
Let me know, Shep, when you get hiccups next, and I will cure it for you in 30 seconds. You'll be absolutely amazed at my magical hiccup power.
Is it drinking water upside down?
No, sir.
Do hiccups really even last longer than 30 seconds?
For some.
Typically, I would think they do.
Okay.
All right. You've thrown down the gauntlet. I'll do it in 15.
Quintana. You're welcome.
People saying that Devin Booker is the best player in the 2015 draft. I have him on the list. It's debatable between Porzingis, Towns, and Booker, but you're missing the point. The point isn't that you can't get a good player 7 or later. It's that overwhelmingly more likely you to don't. Get a good player at the top, and it's really tough. Like, you're just making Garpax's job that much more difficult. John Paxson, by the way, scheduled to join us in the 4 o'clock hour of today's show. This segment brought to you by Burlington. Refresh your spring closet for less at your Burlington store. What's hot? Stripes, dots, and gingham, plus cool hardware like pearls, sequins, grommets, and much more. Burlington style for everyone. We're McNeil and Park is on the score.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
It's McNeil and Park is on the score, brought to you by Burlington. Refresh your spring closet for less at your Burlington store. What's hot? Stripes, dots, and gingham, plus cool hardware like pearls, sequins, grommets, and much more. Burlington style for everyone. Texter says, Parkins, the seventh pick isn't as horrid as you make it out. Likely are going to have a chance at three of Bamba, Porter, Trey Young. Should we whine about those three? Sir or ma'am, that is not the point. Like,
I wouldn't say Danny's whining, whoever sent that.
I mean, yeah, however you want to take it. But it's just, that's not the point that you could get a good player there. It's that the Bulls tanked in a year where, like Bernsie said,
reaped no benefit from it.
A third of the league. Right, a third of the league was tanking. They needed to get lucky last night in order to have that pay off with the chance at a truly elite prospect. They didn't get lucky, so now they've put themselves in a situation where it's much harder to get a true difference maker, because the goal here is not to be the 04-05 Bulls with, you know, Andres Nocioni and Kirk Heinrich and Ben Gordon. And I loved those teams.
Thank you for the Nocioni reference.
Man, I was at the game against the Wizards where the Nocioni chant broke out in the UC in a playoff
game.
Boy,
he was a spark plug, wasn't he? He was a grindy fella.
Like, I loved that team.
Is it Nocioni or Nocioni?
Doesn't matter.
Nah, he didn't do that much.
Nocioni, Nocioni, whatever. Yeah. I'll tell you this. The chant was Nocioni. So whether it was Nocioni or Nocioni, not the point. The goal isn't to build that team. Like, while I had fun and while I would take that team in a second over last year's team, the goal here is to build a really good team. And to do that, generally speaking, you need truly elite players. And you get truly elite players at the top.
They had to be a lot worse than they were last year, which I guess is, this is a scenario that makes sense. I've never understood the phrase, I can't win for losing. Well, I guess this is where that would apply.
Yeah, I mean, the team,
for losing, they get nothing.
And maybe they'll get the right guy at seven. Like, of course it's possible, and of course I will be rooting for them to do it, but it doesn't mean that it's the right way to execute the tank, right? Like, it's just not how it's supposed to be done. Like you're supposed to, if you're tearing it down, you want the first pick in the draft. The second pick, you know what I mean? It's not for middle of the lottery. Right. That's not what it's supposed to be. So now they've got their work really, really cut out for them. And there's a debate on whether or not this draft is even as good as last year's draft, where they were fortunate. And I give Pax credit for that. Pax admitted at his season-ending press conference, he's like, we liked Lowry, but we are fortunate that he's as good as he is. Like, we didn't realize that he was going to be this good this soon. He was open and transparent about that. Like, it takes a decent amount of luck to get a player as good as Lowry as the seventh overall pick. So they've got their work cut out for him.
Yeah, and we'll talk with Vincent Goodwill from NBC Sports Chicago in about a half an hour. This is going to be my first chat with him.
I love Vinny.
I like his fire on Sports Talk Live whenever I've seen him there or on Bulls Pre. He brings it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. Him and I have sparred on air and on TV, and he was in here for an hour one time in the Jimmy
Garoppolo. He's got an edge.
It's great. You would say it's a Detroit made. It's that Detroit edge that he brings to Chicago. But, yeah, Vinny Goodwill. And he was in the draft room for as the lottery all unfolded, so he saw the behind-the-scenes stuff. He'll be on at 2:20. Let's talk about Darvish's latest ailment coming up next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.